the old divines used to refer to the Lord's Supper as a strengthening ordinance. A strengthening ordinance. What are we being strengthened for? Well, first of all, we're being strengthened so that we can walk more faithfully with God. We so desperately need that, my friends, to walk more faithfully with God in this world. Secondly, we're being strengthened to witness more boldly for Jesus Christ. We are too reticent in our witness. We are too meek in our witness. We're too shy in our witness. We should be far more bold telling people about Jesus. Strengthened to witness more boldly. Thirdly, we are being strengthened to serve the church more diligently. Not merely the local congregation, but that too. But the church in general. Any way we can to serve that church, let us do it ever more diligently. Then we are being strengthened to fight the good fight more aggressively. There are two things involved in the good fight, my friends. And that is fighting sin and pursuing holiness. And it's a battle all the way, on both sides. Fighting sin and pursuing holiness of life. And finally, we are being strengthened to pray more fervently for the glory of God to be seen in our lives, but also for the glory of God to cover the land as the waters cover the sea. And may that be realized in our own small gathering today, that we will rise from this table strengthened in the knowledge that we have sat under the gospel, that we have participated in the Lord's Supper by faith, and that we are truly being blessed by the head of the church, and that the Spirit will continue with us. Well then, let's rise from the table.